Chapter 2. On the Airplane. Being on the airplane made me feel as if I were stuck in a plastic bottle. It was hard to tell if we had been flying for 1 hour or 10. At first, we played with the TVs. We all had our own. Each was in the back of the seat in front of us, and we could watch any movie we wanted. At home, Mom let us watch only 3 TV shows a week. We'd each pick one and watch it together, which wasn't always fun. Lissy had just started choosing some silly hospital show with lots of kissing, and Kiki liked a baby cartoon that we, even Kiki herself, were all too old for. So I was excited to be able to watch whatever I wanted. But after a while, even that became dull. I tried to read my books, but my head felt all stuffed up and I couldn't concentrate. Dad was right when he said there was nothing to see. The airplane ride was so long and so boring. It seemed as if the only thing I could do was sleep, which I did, until Lissy elbowed me awake. "They're bringing the dinner," she said. A flight attendant was wheeling a cart and handing out pre-packed meals to everyone. I turned the knob that held up my tray table on the seat in front of me. Clack! It fell open with a clatter, but no one paid any attention. Everyone was too busy getting the food. Lissy passed down to me a tray full of covered containers, all shiny and smooth. The largest container was wrapped with foil, which I carefully began to peel off. Getting airplane food was fun. It was like opening presents, though not the most delicious-looking presents. Pale, flattened noodles and unknown meat chunks were drowning in the orange-brown overflow of curry sauce. A mix of sliced cucumbers, corn, and dark purple beans filled one of the small containers. The other container had faded melon cubes, the same color as unripe grapefruit. The dessert was in a wrapper with big, white, fancy letters that said, "Chocolate chip shortbread," even though it was really just a chocolate chip cookie. On the side were a napkin, a fork, a knife, and a spoon. All